Guys, thank you so much for being here. Just a blessing to have each one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. If you've seen in the front here, you see our Strong Tower 2020. Next year, we have amazing, amazing speakers. The only one I did not ask yet, Dr. Jay Smith, would you be here next year? Amen, good. Dr. Tony Costa from Canada will be coming. Matt Slick will be coming. Anthony Rogers will be coming. Also, we have Pastor Rabbi Jeff Curran. By that time, he would be also Dr. Jeff. He will be coming. It's going to be awesome. But next year, we're doing something different. On Friday night, it's a memory of September 11. We're going to be only Christians here. But on Saturday, we're going to ask every Christian to bring a Muslim friend. Every one of you, we need your help to bring your Muslim friend. And on Sunday, the Muslims are going to attend all the lectures and everything. But on Sunday, we're going to have all the speakers line up here, and not in this building. I don't know yet where we're going to be, but they're going to be the Christian scholars or the Christian speakers will be taking questions from Muslims only to walk to the microphone and ask their questions. Would you please pray for this event and pray that God will help us all get engaged early enough to be part of helping. There's two people here I really want. Is George, would you please walk here, please? And is Linda here? Linda, come here. These two, they drove to at least 100 churches. At least 100 churches inviting people to come to this event. Linda, come here. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much. Over 100 churches, they really drove to these churches there, church to church, begging them to come, begging them to let their church members know. Sadly, even though myself, my brother-in-law, Eddie, thank you so much also for helping with this. He emailed many, many people, following up, getting pastors. Many times I have to call these churches back right after him as he calling them right next to me. I was so angry because for many churches, church become the building. It's not the body of Christ. Oh, sorry, we don't work with other churches. Oh, sorry, we don't. I called one pastor and I told him, the Bible says my people are perished because of what? Lack of knowledge. Your young people are approached by Muslims at the university and college and are converting to Islam. It's your fault now. It's your responsibility as a shepherd to protect your people. Please work with us early enough when you receive a text message or call. Get involved in getting more people involved. I don't want to charge a penny for this conference, but when we do it free, they say, oh, it's not valuable. When we do it for charge money, more people will come, and after that, we give these free vouchers to get more people. But why we have to go through that? You know Jay Smith, you know David Wood, you know these speakers, you know this message need to get out. You heard many times them speaking online. I don't think you need to hear them anymore, but no. It's not you don't come. Bring someone that never heard them before. Get someone that never get involved before. Get them in. Bring them. That's why we give you free vouchers to invite more people to get the body of Christ involved. I was born in Sudan. Over 2 million Christians being killed. I came to this great country where we have the freedom to reach out to Muslims, and praise God, we have this freedom. Yesterday, we were at the mosque. A police officer came to Brother Hussein. Hussein, lift your hands up. Came to Hussein. He said, we are breaking the law in Diamond Bar for handing out gospel material. We're breaking the law for just handing out gospel material. I just called the watch commander. I told him I would like to know which code we are breaking because our attorneys will deal with that. We cannot. And I told him I was born in a place where we have no freedom. This country is great. There's people paid the price for us to have this freedom. I say I will not tolerate that. We will pursue this. We will not stop because they cannot say it's illegal for us to pass gospel material in the street. We need to use our freedom, guys. We need to use it. If we don't use it, If you don't want to use it, I beg you, go to Sudan and live there for a few months and come back. You will know how blessed you are. We are so blessed, guys. We are so blessed for the freedom we have here. I will not last a minute in front of a mosque in Sudan or other place talking about Jesus. But praise God, please use this freedom. I encourage you to use this freedom. I promise you. How many of you came with us to the mosque this last Friday? How many of you here? Did any of you being hit or beat up or being spit at? No. Majority of Muslims coming to this country, they are seeking freedom. But we know the only way they can be free indeed is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no one. No one can solve this problem but Jesus, because he can change the heart of these people. These people are passionate because they think they know the true God. They think God asked them to kill themselves for him. We want to tell them, no, God did not ask you to kill yourself for him. He came from heaven to earth to die for you. This is the message they need to hear. Would you please come alongside? And I thank you, each one of you, for being here. But you have two tasks: to reach out to Muslims, to be a voice to the church that are sleeping today. We need to shake up our churches. We need to wake them up to the reality that God brought people from all across the world to us here. To us here. He commanded us to reach out to the whole world, but he brought them to us here. My friends, I cannot do it alone. Our teams cannot do it alone. We need to work out, to work together as a church to reach out to every Muslim that God brought to us. Would you please come alongside? Would you please contact your church? See if we can bring our speakers there. See if I can come. We will not charge you a penny. If they want to give a love gift, absolutely is fine. But every one of our speakers, every one of them, I will never bring one speaker, any one of them, if they will not do what they are preaching. Everyone there, what they saying, what they teach out of experience, because they love and care for these Muslims, and they want to see one thing: that Muslims coming to know Christ as a Lord and Savior. One story, maybe some of you already heard it, but I will say it again. In 2006 in Dearborn, Michigan, some of our team members walking at the Arabic festival, over 100,000 Muslims were around them. But this one Muslim lady, she saw my friend Deborah wearing a cross with a necklace with a cross on it. She walked toward that cross. She came to my friend Deborah. She could not communicate with her, but she wanted to talk about that cross. She brought her daughter to translate. She said her job in Yemen was to break rocks, and to get out of that rock, a smaller rock, that she will polish it and use it for jewelry. But 10 years prior to that day, she broke a rock, and the smaller rock, it looked like a hill with a cross mark on it. A crack looked like a cross. She kept it for 10 years. She knew there's something special about it, but she did not know what it is exactly. She brought it the next day. She insisted that Deborah will meet her. She came and met her, and she brought the cross. Deborah started crying. The Muslim wanted to know, why you are crying? Why are you crying? Her daughter translating, she said, Jesus said, if my people stop crying out, the rocks will cry out. Jesus did not find someone in Yemen to come and tell you about him. He let the rock to cry out to you. My friends, Jesus is able to let the rocks to cry out. But what a blessing. He's willing to use each one of us in this room to reach out to our Muslim neighbors, our Muslim friends, the gas station cashier that we ignored for years. I encourage you, go to that cashier. Google Islamic holidays. Find out this list of these holidays. Wrap a gift, chocolate, whatever it is, and include the Bible and take it as a gift to that cashier. Your next door neighbor that we ignored for years. We are in the mission field here in America. Amen? Their bulletin in the back here. We will be doing a training on the 12th. But we are not just going to do a training, because in the 18th and the 19th, we're going to go to San Diego. We're going to reach out to these refugees. We're going to go to their homes. We're going to eat with them on Friday night. But before that, we're going to one of the biggest mosques in California, in Balboa. Usually when you go to that mosque, we don't finish talking to Muslims until 5 p.m. For 5 hours, they want to talk to us. I encourage you, right next to the mosque, there's a park. There's women helping, playing with their kids in the swings. And what an opportunity for our ladies to talk to them. It's awesome. But after that, we go that evening in Al Cajon, and we're going to talk to Muslims inside their homes. We're inviting them to come to meet us at the park the next day. And that morning, also, we're going to go to more Muslim homes. And usually, at least 100 of them will come and meet us in John Kennedy Park in Al Cajon area. What an amazing opportunity. We need like 4 or 5 ladies to go and spend time with this family inside their homes, cooking the food, and get to know them one-on-one and get to share the gospel even more with their young kids. Please come. As we come to the park, the Muslims are going to be many of them there. They're going to sit down, each family separately. We want a representative from our ministry, one Christian to go and sit with each family in the ground. We're going to have this food for them that they cooked. We're going to serve them the food, and we're going to communicate. One or two of us will be with each family, sitting down and talking with them and eating with them and share the love of Christ, but not just by action, by words as well. The word of God. We need to preach that word of God. We went to the refugees. I remember Stephen. He did worship earlier. I don't know if Stephen is here. Yeah, Stephen here. He asked the son, the oldest son, would you read Gospel of John chapter 10? He let him read it in Arabic inside this refugee home. They read the entire thing. They were just fixed on hearing the word of God, the Jesus' words, as they just came from where the sieve is stole and destroy and kill, to hear that Jesus coming to give them life. What a powerful message. There's nothing more powerful than the word of Jesus. It just touched right inside their heart. It touched their hearts. I was in this family house also. It's like 11 of them lives in one house. And I start sharing with this guy for hours. And he was not objecting to anything. I thought he is not attention to what I'm saying. I ask him, do you know what I'm telling you? Are you hearing me? He said, yes. And he started repeating the things I said. I told him, how come you are not objecting to anything? He said, George, how can I object to your message? Your message is the message of the people that brought me to this country. The message of the people that received me at that airport. The message of the people gave me right to this house. The message of the people that paid my bills. Those that object to your message, they are the one that kicked me out of my home. And they killed my relatives. Their sister, her name is Carol, one of the team members here locally, she came with us. And that day she was saying, Lord, which house you want us to visit? And guess what? That man, he was right behind her, say, it's my house. And he invited us all to their home. As they went to get water from the fridge, we found out that he served every single food they have in the fridge to us. They give us everything they have. And we went and bought them more food. But that's the son of peace that the Bible talk about, that God prepared them to also serve us, to give us the food, but we are there to preach and meet their spiritual need. That man, it's just, for a few months, he was always connecting with us. He moved to another state. Until now, they call us. But that day, his wife never cried for over 7 years. Her brother was killed. Her sister was killed. Her nephew was killed. She never cried once. But that day, she does not know one word in English, but she was so connected to Carol, our friend. All of a sudden, she brought her phone and sharing the pictures of the family members that were killed. And she started crying and hugging Carol. And they just like they are communicating just with emotions and tears. And her husband was shocked. He said, never one tear for the loss of her family. She just kept it inside of her. But this is the first time. And a few minutes later, the smile in her face, like something completely different. We need to remember these people are human, just like us. They are not a project. They are not a project, just checklist that we're going to do. We do need to hear their hearts. We need to hear their cries. We need to know that they are persecuted as well. But they need the gospel message. We do need to be clear. It's not just the goal of friendship without the gospel. There's great Buddhist people. There's great Hindus people do good work. It's not enough. I remember one guy, his name is Timothy. He was a missionary in the Middle East. Every time they told him, in a country where he was not allowed to speak about Jesus, every time they told him, thank you, he would say, thanks, Jesus, he changed my heart. Thanks, Jesus, he changed my heart. When he left the country, guess what? They missed him. But they knew who the one changed his heart. They came to the local people and they started asking about Jesus. But don't go and waste money and waste time just taking the credit for yourself. Always we need to point to Jesus because he is the one who can change their hearts. Amen? San Diego. But the training is on the 12th. On the 13th, there's an open mosque day outreach. We want you to go inside this mosque. In this mosque, in that day, their ultimate goal is to convert people to Islam. They have their Muslim in the mosque to bring their Christian friends, their Hispanic friends, their every friend that interested in Islam, and they convert them to Islam. Our job there, yes, we can exchange phone numbers. Yes, we can find someone to talk to them afterward, but our main task is to ask questions during the Q&A to expose Islam. Why? Because there's people are being deceived in that day. We need to put awareness. We need to tell them what really Islam teaches. And I want you to be aware they are not going to give you a chance to ask two questions. That's why we have to plan it. You in the front line ask part of the question. The next one behind you, he's going to continue that question. Usually they give us a chance to ask questions. We know their answers. When we ask a question, the Quran says don't take the Christian and Jews as friends. We know their answer. Their answer, no, this is mistranslation. This is protectors. Don't take the Christian and Jews as protectors. We know at that event there's police officers, there's government officials being invited. The next person asked the question, you mean you as a Muslim, you cannot take police officers? Presidents, any government officials over you as Christians or Jews, only Muslims, bring awareness. Be smart. Ask the right questions. Go as groups. Don't ever go alone to these places. The upper room, we have a prayer meeting. Without prayers, we cannot do anything. We need prayers. Please, the phone number is there. The code is there to enter it. And you can join us live on the phone. We can pray for the next day which mosque we are going to. Also, maybe you can just set up an alarm reminder that to pray for us on Fridays at 1:00. Without prayers, we cannot do anything. We need people to lift us in prayers. Would you please set up an alarm in your phone? And you know what? After you pray, text message us. Say, we just prayed for you. That would be encouraging. Please partner with us that way. Mosque outreach weekly, bi-weekly, different places. If you want to start a mosque outreach in your area, want to do it every 2 months or 3 months, I don't mind. I will come alongside. I will give you the gospel material free of charge to give out to your Muslim friends. You want to come with us first in our teams and see how we do it. Then you do it alone. Awesome. Stephen is here every other Friday. They go to the mosque, the Inland Empire. They have 15 mosques they cover. Would you please come alongside? We need more people. We need these teams to grow that we can even split it to more teams, more areas. Mona, I have friends here with me that they even went double date with the imam and his wife. They're right here with us. Awesome. How many times? Three times? Three times. What an opportunity they are able to do that. Behind the scene, every single Sunday from 2:45 to 5:45, we come together. We pack gospel packages. We have articles. We need proofreading. Whatever it is, that gift you have, that we can do it together. Now, also engaging the followers of Islam every second Sunday of the month. We have training. We have a potluck. Now, annual outreach, that's a whole week of outreach in Southern California. We cover many different areas. Last year, we have awesome time. The year before, we have over 70 young people came out all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. They camped at our church in Anaheim, and we covered this Southern California, reaching out even an entire zip code from door to door in Garden Grove around that mosque. Plus, we did outreach inside the mosque where we have discussions. It is an amazing week, and I really encourage you to be involved in that. Put these dates in your calendar on your phone. The annual mission trip, we are done with Dearborn, Michigan. We've been going there since 2004. The local people took over. We have a VBS going to be continuing to go on. Last year, we have over 160 Muslim kids. It's just awesome things happening in Dearborn, Michigan. And praise God, I will never regret fighting in court 2009 to 2011, because if I did not fight, I would have to apologize for the city for taking my freedom. I have to apologize for the Muslim leaders that they took my freedom. I have to promise to not come back again. But praise God that we won that lawsuit. Thank you for David Wood. Thank you for Brother Nabil Qureshi that they did not give up until we won. And now we have a wide open door in Dearborn to share the gospel with every Muslim we want. You know who's the winner? It's not just us. It's not us. It's the Muslims. They had the opportunity now to hear the gospel message. They are the winners, that they have continued to have that choice to choose to follow Christ. Amen? Now, the annual mission trip, we're going to go this time to Minnesota. We're going to go around that Mall of America. I know there's a lawsuit our lawyers doing right now. There's things going on right now, fighting for freedom over there. We need to come alongside. We need to go and reach out to that community. We want to see the Somali community. That sister yesterday, Mariama, she was here from Somalia. She is the only Muslim Christian Somali that I know in my entire life. Let's reach out to more Somalis. Let's go there and share the gospel with these people, even if they are people, terrorist group, we need to see them coming to know Christ. Amen. We need you. Come alongside. Encourage other people. We need like 100 people to go out there with us. Lord willing, David, I don't know your calendar yet, but I will. So far, David, he never say no to me. Praise God. And that's got me in trouble one time. He text message me. He say, George, are you available in, I can hear his voice through the text message. David, George, are you available in April this, that, or May this, that? And I say, David, just ask me. You never say no to me. I will never say no to you. And that was a big mistake. Because after that, he asked me if I can be part of the Islamicize me. And I couldn't say no. It was too late. But I love David. David, come with us, please. Come with us. Guys, it's going to be awesome mission trips, awesome events, and it only can be done if we all come together. To arrange this kind of calendar, to arrange this kind of things, it takes funds, it takes money, it takes time. To do these things, we need commitments. Thank you so much for every support you did, for every book you bought, but we need commitment monthly. Maybe $5 a month. We can count on that. Better than one-time donation, even if you give us $5 a month, it will make a big difference. Please take a moment. I'm not going to hold it here and tell you do not leave until, but pray about it. If this is something you can do, commit for $5, $10, $20, whatever God put in your heart. Fill that paper, and we will contact you to show you how you can make that donation. But it will make a big difference for us to be able to continue reaching out to every Muslim that God bring our way here. Let's now stand up. Steve, would you lead us? Both Steve, Stephen and Steve Hussein from Israel or Palestine. And come here, Hussein. And come, Steve, and let's pray, let's sing again. Open the eyes of their hearts. Open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you. They need to know you. Only the Lord can do that. Only the Lord can do that. Would you please? People tell me it's impossible for Muslims to come to Christ. We sing a good number of them here. It was us among us yesterday. I believe that God is able to change their hearts. We just need to go out to be the feet and the hands and just talk to these people. Amen?
Are we off on this? Oh, is it on now? Okay. There we go.
Open the eyes of their hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you. They need to see you. Open the eyes of their hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you. They need to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Open the eyes of their hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you. They need to see you.
Let's just sing that again. Make it a prayer.
Open the eyes of their hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of their hearts. They need to see you. They need to see you.
They need to see you.
They need to see you. They need to see you.
And yes, Lord, we do just make that a prayer, Father, that you would open the eyes of each and every Muslim, Lord, that we come in contact with, Lord. That you would draw them to yourself, that they might know that Jesus is Lord. Use us, God. Take us out, Lord, and equip us and help us to be bold for you, to speak the truth in love. Lord God, may you be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.